With us this morning is Mr. Matt Mueller from FNBO and also part of the Greater Fremont Development Council, right?
Yes, Chris. Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. Very good.
Good. It's a lovely day. It's kind of deceiving. You know, in the winter, sometimes when it's sunny outside and you go out and it's super cold. Well, this morning was a little cloudy this morning. And then I went outside. And I was like, gosh, it's really actually warm today. So
I know. Now it's blue skies. We just had dark skies. So we're going to be off and on a little bit.
It's going to be a great Tuesday, regardless.
Had a great day yesterday.
Yes,
boy,
sir.
Beautiful afternoon, and Greater Fremont Development Council, along with the Rural Workforce Housing Fund of the state of Nebraska, had a nail tapping. Can
yes.
you maybe explain a little bit?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about what's going on. So the Greater Fremont Development Council, we have a division, which is the Dodge County Investment Fund, which is what I chair for the council. Really what that fund is kind of a way to help with workforce housing here in town. And recently, within the last few months, we went through the state. There was an opportunity at a grant that basically would give us a 2-to-1 match on any sort of funds that we were to raise. These funds were going to be used for our Fremont Housing Fund or Fremont Home Fund. And that fund there is really for infill here in Fremont. So obviously all of us who have lived in this lovely town, we know we've been around for quite some time. There are some homes here within our neighborhoods that might need a little sprucing up, mm-hmm. might need a little helping. So that's kind of what this fund is for. And so what we ended up doing was we went to some local businesses here in town, and we were able to raise a little over $500,000 in a matter of a month. And I do want to just give a quick shout out to some of these local businesses, just because they're the ones that kind of stepped up. They're our partners within our community. They live, work, and play within our community. And so I'm going to just read off a few of these that helped raise that $500,000.
Sure, yeah.
So RVR Bank was one of those. Structural Components here in town. The Fremont Area Community Foundation. S&JG Holdings. S2 contributed. ARPS. Jean Steffi's. RTG Medical. Methodist Fremont. Getchman's. Lincoln Premium Poultry. United Way. Fremont Electric. Christian Lumber. The Big Dog. Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Fremont Contract Carriers, Abe Krasny, Pinnacle Bank, Thompson Construction, along with FNBO, also put some money into that pot to raise that $500,000. What happened with that, once we got the $500,000 in, the state then matched us 2-to-1. So right now we had, at that point, had a fund of $1.5 million to help with infill or rehab of homes here in Fremont. Currently, just in the last 2 months, we have received several applications. I know we were on the news about a month ago, which kind of spurred some of that as well. But we were able to solidify four different projects already here in town. And those projects kind of range from different types. One is a 13-unit apartment complex that's going to need to be redone, and it's underway. It's at 830 West 10th Street. Some people might know that place as the Animal House.
Right, right, yeah.
Right, I think that's kind of the common name around town. So get a property that's kind of seen some better days, but it's going through a complete remodel right now to rehab it. We also have a property down on Main Street, which I love, and we can never help our Main Street partners.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown. So there is an upper story apartment complex that is getting redone down on 2nd and Main. So that'll be really neat to see there as well. And then yesterday at our nail tapping was a property at 942 East 5th Street, which again, a beautiful area in town, a lot of great older homes. This one was kind of abandoned for the last 5 years, had no power, no electrical ran to it. So we have some people coming in to rehab that project as well and bring it up to speed. So.
And there's still some monies available for folks to do this, right?
Absolutely. And that's really why I'm on the air hopefully today. You know, if you are, let's say, a property flipper or you're wanting to maybe rehab a unit, we're really looking for these units to be single family dwellings. So we really would like them, you know, to be owner occupied at the end of the day. And so what this fund is, you know, you put an application either through our website at GFDC, Greater Fremont Development Council, or you can come to our office. Or if you go to any one of those locations, we do have a QR code on a sign that's outside of those houses. You can just snap that. It'll take you right to the website, put in an application. But what that will do is come to our committee. We'll look at the project you're trying to accomplish, and then we'll kind of determine or help you out with some funding. The funding's very inexpensive. We price it at the five-year treasury bill minus a half, so that could be, you know, high threes, low fours, which nowadays is a pretty good deal.
Wow, that is a good deal.
And those can be interest-only loans as well for the interim until you sell the property or get permanent financing on the subject property. So great way to update any home here in town. Especially if you're looking at selling it, we would love to kind of help you out with that so we can get it up to where it needs to be and then get it on the market. So.
Yeah, it's a great way to rehab a house here in the area. Or like you said, flip if somebody's one of those that likes to flip homes here in the area.
Yeah, and needs some extra funding that's cheap. Love to help you with that.
Definitely. Yeah, FremontEchoDev.org is the Greater Fremont Development Council's website. And if you need that, we'll be glad to give it to you. But just Google Greater Fremont Development Council and it should show up in your phone.
Absolutely. We'd love to help anyone out and just help Fremont growing.
Thank you, Matt.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Matt Mueller with FNBO, explaining everything with Greater Fremont Development Council's Fremont Home Fund. So just give them a call. You'll find out more details. Or, just as I said, Google it. It works.
Perfect.